Maybe I should do my only NAS first. It's only fitting. Because I think you guys want to know what I've been up to. And as always, watch your ears. Because they're about to blow. Hit them with the only NAS intro. What's up? What's good? I feel like this is too dark. All right. There you go. Get some light in here. NAS been playing Multiverse all week. Bro, I wish. One point I thought the game was out, and then I hear that it's just, you gotta be in the know or something. But, yeah. Welcome to the Only NAS. It's episode, I don't know. We'll find out later. It's 20-something. And I apologize for not being on much this whole week. But like I said, it's been a very, very busy week. So let's go ahead and recap and let's go into what I've been up to. First and foremost, if I said that right. First and foremost, last weekend was Anime Central here in Chicago. Held at the Rosemont in the Stevenson Convention Center or something like that. And it's the biggest anime Midwest convention. We were very excited to go to it. I ended up getting free passes to it. So, you know, all weekend kind of thing. And we went. And it was cool. It was fun. I went around and I actually got a lot of goodies. So if you guys want to see what goodies I'm in or I got, then by all means, I'm happy to show you. And for those of you who are just listening to me off of Spotify, because that's what I use, Spotify, but you could hear me off of anything, then I'll just freaking explain it. But I recommend that you go to my YouTube at NAS The Stampede and watch this whole podcast. Braver Soul says I'm on episode 24, so I will say this is episode 24. The anime episode. What do you do to keep the crumblets out of your beard? Because I stay feeling all crumbling. Look, this beard, the Sim beard, is very freaking difficult to take care of. I really, it's a curse and a gift all at the same time. But it's funny because this beard actually got me some attention. So before ASIN happened last week, I ended up going to my very first Chicago Cubs baseball game, which also was free. I've just been getting the hookups. So I always wanted to go. Look, I'm more of a Chicago White Sox fan, but I'm also a Chicago fan, so I really don't give a fucking fuck. I don't hate the Cubs. I just hate the hardcore Cubs fans. That's how it is. Anyways, so I always wanted to go to Wrigley Field. Actually, I've been to Wrigley Field, but I've been there for when I was in high school when they had a game. It was like the city game or national game, whatever the fuck it was. It was their championship game, and they played it at Wrigley Field, and we ended up winning. So go Wildcats. Roberto Clemente High School, you know, mad respect. But I never been to a Cubs game, and I always wanted to go to a crosstown showdown, which is where the Cubs go against the Sox, which I believe is what's happening this Saturday. So I may or may not go to it. I don't know. So my fiance happened to get free passes to a Cubs game through her job. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do this. First of all, I had to get the day off, so I requested it, but they didn't give it to me, and I just fucking called off that day. But then the next day when I showed up, he was like, I don't know what you told me because you requested it. And I was like, yeah, I requested it, but you didn't approve it. At least it didn't show up on the app that you approved it. He was like, yes, I did. I was like, no, you didn't. He was like, well, it's approved, and I'll pay you for that day. So I'm like, sweet. Where was I? So we go to the game, and I finally, for both of us, it was our first Chicago Cubs game. And it was at Wrigley, and it was against the Pirates, which was Pittsburgh Pirates or Philadelphia Pirates. What is it? Pittsburgh, right? I don't know. And we slaughtered them. It ended up being 7-0, I believe. And it was also the major league debut of Christopher Morel, who was his first major league game and also he debuted with the Cubs. The Penis Stickers? No, not against the Penis Stickers. And then it was a historical moment because he ended up hitting a home run. So it's his first home run in the major leagues on his debut game with the Chicago Cubs. And he hit a home run and, you know, got us a little extra point. But it was sad. It was sad for the freaking Pirates. We slaughtered their ass. And it was good. I mean, I went to a Cubs game expecting to lose because that's what I expect from the Cubs. But it was, if we have won or lost, it doesn't matter. It was still a good time. It was a really, really good time. And even my girl enjoyed the baseball game and she didn't know much about baseball. And I'm a guy who doesn't really follow baseball, knew a lot about baseball, surprisingly. I even knew the fucking song, like the Harry Carey song that they sing, whatever. So it was fun. And for us, it's a fucking easy route there because we live on we live by a main street that literally just takes you all the way straight down to Wrigley Field. So all we got to do is take the CTA bus here all the way straight down to it and just walk down to the corner, take that bus, get right off at Wrigley Field. When we're done, get right back on the bus and it takes us right home. It was fucking sweet. So I guess we're going to keep going. We're going to try to keep going to Cubs games if we can. That'd be fucking dope. Now, this Crosstown Showdown that's happening. CTA, Chicago's greatest video game. Yeah, the CTA is always very interesting. Every time you get on it, there's always something interesting. It's something. I was going to say, the Crosstown Showdown that's happening this weekend, though, is not going to be in Wrigley Field this time. They're going to take it over to the Sox Stadium, whatever the fuck they're called now, because it keeps getting changed. The name, so, but I would love to go to that. Probably won't, but you know, whatever. So I did that, and then a couple days later come Friday and we go to Anime Central and we go hang out there, and I went a day, I believe, without getting something, or did I end up getting something at the end? Regardless, I ended up getting a whole bunch of goodies, and this is the first time I ever just went all out on fucking anime stuff. So, if you want to see, hold on a minute. This is gonna suck because that's something I have to now edit off of this because it was just a long gap. So, anyways, you see the goodies? They're right here, dog. Look at all this. So, this is everything I got. All right, I'm just gonna have to put this to the side here. This is just the movie wise, because I got other stuff. I will show you something, and I should have got the other one. I got this knife that's a Power Ranger. This is the Blue Ranger. I don't know if you can see it. It's kind of cool. It has the fucking, you know, logo on it with the chest design. It's a knife. It's a knife, so I could really get my Puerto Rican on and stab a motherfucker. I also have the Black Ranger. Now, the Black Ranger one I like best because that one actually has this little piece right here on the side that seemed like this one's defected. I didn't realize that shit when I got it. So I just hit that piece and it'll fucking fly out like this. This is not because I want to go out there and stab someone. This is because it's really, really fucking useful at work when I need to freaking hit something or try to cut through something or jam into something. So it's not like I'm trying to go out there and stab a brother. But for protection, it's not bad. Even if I got to go against a gun. What up, Ryukang? Thank you for coming into the chat. Right now we're doing the only Naz. That's where you're chilling. We're going to get stuff ready before we hit the anime chamber. Have I seen any funny or bad costumes? I've seen plenty of funny costumes. I don't want to say bad costumes because these people work on those costumes. You know, when I dressed up, I don't want anybody to say that I had a bad costume when I did my Max Payne or Daredevil, Netflix Daredevil. So I don't want to say anybody is bad, but there was some really, really good costumes. A for effort for everybody. Some had some super ones, especially this whole One Piece group. And there was like a swole-ass Zoro, a swole-ass Smoker, a swole-ass Usopp, a swole-ass Luffy. There were like these really swole fucking guys cosplaying as One Piece characters. So it was very, very believable. And of course, there were the really, really fine girls. There was a female Tranfango Law Whoo! My God. And the biggest anime or most cosplayers at this anime convention this year was fucking Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer was everywhere to the point that I'm just up to here with fucking Demon Slayer. Great anime, I ain't gonna deny it, but goddamn. Sorry, I had to take a swig. Did we already see Street Fighter 2 in the anime chamber? We did not. For I haven't even been in the anime chamber. Power Rangers has been shanking people since the Stone Age. So, let's go ahead and let's look at my freaking DVD Blu-ray collection that I acquired at Anime Central that I got at basically one vendor because he had the best deals out of everything. First of all, we're going to start off with this. And if you haven't seen this one, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen this. I've never completely finished it because I never got to see the second season and nor did I know it existed on Blu-ray, but The Big O. The Big O was shown on Toonami and Adult Swim. It was really, really legit when it came out. It was really, really good. This is basically Batman meets a fucking mech and I love it to death. And now when I saw this, I was like, I need to get my hands on it. And it was funny because it wasn't there the first day, but the second day, it showed up and I fucking got it. So Big O right here, Blu-ray, fantastic. Next. I'm gonna be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed about this, but then I'm not disappointed about this one right here because it's not the complete collection. And I debated about getting this, but at the end of the day, I thought about, you know, this one is a staple in my introduction to anime, and we had a ball watching it here in the anime chamber, so I had to get my own copy. And it's just the first one. And you know what? That's fine because I don't give a shit about the other ones. It's all about the first one. Project Aiko, Blu-ray, baby. The perfect edition. What is it right there? Yup. The perfect edition. Project Aiko. I now officially own a copy of Project Aiko on Blu-ray. So this is going to help me very much. Especially when I do not want to continue getting Retro Crush. And I can just watch this whenever the fuck I want. So, big ups to that. No more of that bootleg shit, nope. And it's only the first one. Now, I'm going to put this one to the side for a bit. Because I need to... Shit, stuff fell. I need to... These two are not even fucking acquired by me. Put this one to the side. Discotech. Hey, that's funny you say that, One Eye. See, One Eye... in the chat, just mentioned, is that a Discotech release? And that's right, because guess where I got it from? That vendor, that booth, was called Discotech Media. And they were the ones who had the best freaking prices. I found Project Aiko elsewhere, but it wasn't for that price. It was higher. Especially this one right here, 8-Man After. This is the last thing we saw here in the anime chamber. Was 8-Man After, and now I have it owned. DVD, I asked the man if it Blu-ray exists. Does not, he say. And other vendors only had it on DVD as well. But he had the best price. He had it at just $15. I found this thing for over $30 at the other vendors. So I had to go and get it from him alone. Definitely, I didn't get these all on the first day. Like, this was over the whole time period, the whole weekend of being there. Like, you know, I looked around and made the best choices. So, bam, 8-Man After, what we saw the last time at the anime chamber. Now I officially own it for the rest of my life. Also, which was the first thing I grabbed, okay? This was the first thing I grabbed. I kind of regret grabbing something earlier. Someone asked, hey, did you show, excuse me, Sorry, I've been taking a little swig of stuff. Someone asked, have you shown Street Fighter 2 yet? And I was like, no, I have not. And sadly, they did have Street Fighter 2 for a decent fucking price, and I did not grab it because, you know what? I found a lot of other stuff that I felt were more worthy of me getting. And to begin that, the first thing I grabbed. Can you guys guess what's the first anime I grabbed? All right, and for those listening out there, I guess you could try to guess. You could take this time to guess, and I don't know if you'll fucking get it. I don't know how much of myself I revealed in this fucking podcast about this whole, 24 episodes I made right now? Where I'm just finding myself? Trigun! One eye. That's funny you say that, because my fiance kept pointing out the Trigun DVDs, but trust you, I have Trigun. That was probably one of my first Triguns. Triguns with boobs. Ooh, we're gonna get back to that. They had Gungrave, yes, but I already have Gungrave on DVD. Outlaw Star, they did have an Outlaw Star on Blu-ray, and I debated about it, but I had to get other stuff instead. No, that anime has not been created yet. The first thing I grabbed on the quickness with no hesitation was, it's probably my, and this is when I turned to Christopher Walken, this is probably my favorite anime of all time. It's crazy, it's cool, it's nice, slick, it really hit me in the spot. Wowie. My Walken is horrible. Fate of Fury, the motion picture, Blu-ray. You think I was gonna let this one pass me by? No. Hell no. No way Fate of Fury, the motion picture, was going to pass by. Ryukan got it right when I mentioned it. And you know what else? I got the fucking OVAs that go before the movie on Blu-ray. So technically, I have the whole trilogy. The whole trilogy, boy. This is the banger right here, baby. I love Fate of Fury, the motion picture. It's probably, if you had me and it's like, okay, dude, we either watch Street Fighter 2 or Fate of Fury, the motion picture. Even though Street Fighter 2 was like a fucking event when I watched it by myself at home when I was a kid, Fate of Fury, the motion picture just hits me harder. And this one is my favorite. So, yeah, I saw your sister naked. It's funny that when we did the dub, we just kept that in there because it was already, like, he really said that. Then, your boy went on. Oh, shit. It's like I keep taking the prices off of this stuff. I never did take the prices. So while I'm taking the prices, I just be stalling by talking a lot of shit and whatnot. You know, at the convention and this and this and that. And, I mean, like, I don't really give a shit, like, what you guys think I pay for him, but I really do kind of give a shit what you guys think I pay for him, because, you know, your boy's not rich, but he's also not fucking poor, you know what I'm saying? Just know that these were the cheapest of all time, and your boy works all the fucking time, so he gets paid well. Possibly one of the fucking animes that really introduced me to, like, yo, this is some kind of new art form. And this is cool because this is not for kids. Wicked City. Wicked fucking City. I had to get this on Blu-ray. The DVD I owned, I got rid of it. I gave it to a coworker who was crazy about this movie and wanted me to let him borrow it. Well, guess what, dude? Now you own it because I own the Blu-ray of Wicked City, a movie that I shouldn't have been watching when I was a kid, but I watched it and I came out all right. I came out oh fucking right. You think Fate of Fury was the first anime rental? I know I got it from Randy. Randy let me use that one. We traded for, I forgot what I traded him for that, but I'm happy I traded him for that. The way Naz feels about Fate of Fury movie is akin to how I feel about the OG MK movie. Exactly. Exactly. So fucking good. Never heard of Wicked City? Oh, well, you're in luck because I plan on watching that here. Let's see. How many more days I have? I have until Tuesday in the anime chamber. Best believe I'm going to throw it somewhere in there. Then I got this one. Oh, my God. Just come on. Come on. Come on. There you go. Took it all out. Sunco's video was dope as shit. Then I got this one because I also have this one on DVD. And when I found a Blu-ray, I feel like I need it. And the thing is that when I bought it on DVD, I said I was going to watch it. And then I haven't watched it. So Babel the Second, haven't seen this since I was a kid. So my memory of this was that it was very, very freaking dope. But I haven't seen it since then. So I don't even know how accurate my memory is. I just remember a battle and it was fucking crazy. So I hope when I do watch this again, it lives up to my memory. But since I found it on Blu-ray, I decided why not get it. It was a really good cheap price. And then, ladies and gentlemen, somebody mentioned Trigun with boobs because, yes, everybody, I found Grenadier. I fucking found Grenadier on DVD. I didn't even know this existed. I have this only burnt on a DVD myself or something. I think I made a DVD out of it or a CD. That's the only way I had it. I never knew it existed. But then after I bought this DVD, your boy found it on Blu-ray. So then he bought it on Blu-ray. I left the price on there. I don't care. Do you know why I don't care about this price? Because I stole the motherfucker. Suck my dick. I wasn't going to pay again for this shit, especially at that price. After I already bought it, your boy pulled a heist. I stole this bitch. Two for the price of one. Not from the same vendor, though. This one I actually bought, and that vendor I would not have stole from because that motherfucker got my respect for all his deals. But this other vendor over here who's selling all this shit for extremely more higher prices, suck my dick. I'm not going to fucking pay for this after I already bought it somewhere else. So yeah, but don't go to conventions and steal. That's the main thing. That's all we need, the details. I don't want to say to go to a convention and fucking pull off the greatest heist. But if you can, I say go for it. Look, here's the truth. The bigger the vendor and the more crowded it is, the easier it is to just walk away with something. I'm just saying. All right, especially if it's more of a one-man job. I feel very bad about this because, you know, these people are going out there and doing what they can. But, you know, I'll say this, all right? I'll say this. I don't even want to say that. You know, these people try to rip you off. Some of them do because they sell their stuff for a lot of money. But, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay because they got to make their money, whatever, stuff like that. But if you get a chance, you help them out at the end too, because granted, the chances are they're going to get a lot of money regardless. But if you take some stuff, then it's less for them to pack up. So if it's a big booth or even a small booth, if it's very, very crowded and the vendors are busy, then it is easier for you to do such a heist. In this situation, I had that Blu-ray in my hands and was, you know, me and her was searching. We were searching for another DVD. We were searching for Salty Ray, which I will get back to that. While we're searching here, there's three vendors in a big-ass fucking booth. One, she was talking to somebody busy. Another one was handling other people. Another one was handling other people. I already had the Blu-ray in my hand and was looking around, blah, blah, blah. And it was very, very busy. Then there was this one a girl, she was trying to get the attention of the female talking to another dude. And she literally was telling us, like, I just want to buy this book, you know? So she was trying to get her attention and couldn't get her attention. And it was at this point that my girl, she was on the phone, a very busy phone call. So she was on the phone making this very busy phone call. I was, like, talking and looking, blah, 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 whatever. I'm there holding Grenadier in my hand, and I'm looking around. And then that lady stopped paying attention to everybody in this corner, even the girl who's trying to get her attention to read a book, and then walked off towards the other two. And then I realized those people over there stopped paying attention to me and were paying attention to those people. And I held that thing in my hand and I had it lower so they didn't see that it was in my hand as I kept looking around. And I went to her and I was like, you know, I just walk away with this shit. And she's on the phone and she's like, and then I'm like looking, I'm looking very fucking sus, but looking not so sus as I'm like, but also searching. And then she was like, come on, we gotta go. So acting like she's on the phone and we had to go and bounce real quick because she was taking an important call, which she was. But in that moment with that act, I ended up walking away with the Blu-ray scot-free. It's that simple, guys. It's not that hard. I've basically done something at each convention. Little things, you know, nothing too big. I don't do everything. I actually spend money. But if you could get away with something, by all means, get away with something. Get your guys a team. Pick something that's very busy. And then go for the most expensive shit possible. But not too crazy. Don't go too crazy and try to get something really big and then try to walk out with that motherfucker. It's not possible. But did I fuck Buffy? What do you mean? So that's how I got that. And that's it. Then they were doing these grab bags. It was like $10. I guess it was on that final day on Sunday. And apparently there were like Blu-rays inside of those. I didn't know about it. They forgot to tell me about it. But someone in the house did get something. So their bag ended up getting this Collection 3 of Fairy Tales that just contains episode 49 to 72. Alright, so I don't got nothing else. Never seen Fairy Tales, so whatever, we got this. And then this one right here, Mobisuit Gundam UC Unicorn. And this was in a grab bag for like $10, which actually really, really fucking good deal. Like if I knew about this, I would have gone crazy and got a whole bunch. So those were my movie. Yeah, that's pretty much what I grabbed over there. And then at the same time, because I was all in the mood, I decided to get two of the things off of Amazon. I wanted Akira 4K very badly. I saw it on Amazon for way under $20, and all the vendors were selling it way too much. So I went the Amazon route. So bam, your boy got Akira the 4K Ultra HD. And then I finally looked up Salty Ray on Amazon, and I ended up finding it. Now, here's the thing. This one, you see the sleeve right here? It's green. It says SAVE on it. It stands for Super Amazing Value Edition. Now, at one of the vendors, they had everything like this with the sleeve out. Me and my fiance seen plenty of sleeves like this, but we paid no attention to it because this was the sleeve. Now, chances are that Salty Ray was at the convention at one of these vendors and we passed it by because the sleeve. However, even if we found it, I'm sure this deal on Amazon would have been way better than what they were selling for. This literally was a $20 buy, and a convention, I feel they probably would have put it at a fucking 40 and up, I'm sure. So I heard this save is a big thing, and I didn't know about it. So yeah, and I'm very happy to get this because this happens to be one of my faves, and I think it's just me alone. I don't think other people feel the same way, but sometimes an anime hits you in a certain way, and you remember it for the rest of your life, and this is one of them. Even though I haven't seen this in ages, so I would love to watch it again to really regain that memory. But it had me in my feelings towards the end. I have this in a DVD as well, but it was a DVD that was made by people. Even though it looks legit and everything like that, it's not an official DVD. So this, it should be an official DVD, and I should be able to play it much better. Those were my buys when it comes to movies. I also obtained these builds of One Piece ships. I have the Thousand Sunny, and then I have Shanks' ship, Boa Hancock's ship, and Whitebeard's ship. Those three, though, are smaller. The Thousand Sunny is a box this fucking big. You know what I'm saying? I'll show you the Thousand Sunny, because I know right now you're like, how big is it? Let me whip it out. This fucking big. Look at it. It's like taking up a third of the screen right now. This is huge. And it was funny because when I saw those little ones, I asked the vendors, like, hey, and we were at this vending because my fiance's little brother wanted to get a whole bunch of Digimon builds. So they had like Metal Garurumon and Metal Wargreymon and shit like that, you know? And he was stocking up on them. And then when I saw the ships, I saw the little ones, and I was like, man, but do they have the straw? Do you guys have the Straw Hat Crew Going Merry, the Thousand Sunny? And he was like, oh yeah. And then he went out and he popped this big motherfucker. And then I quickly say, run it. So I gotta build this. Now let me show you the comparison between this and the others. Look at this compared to this. You see that? You see that? Look at the comparison. This is Boa Hancock's ship. This is the fucking Thousand Sunny. Shit, you know? And then my girl went on and bought this. I was surprised because I was like, oh yeah? You wanna buy this Batman? Look at this Batman. This is a Batman that she wants to build. So, more power to her if she wants to tackle this. This Batman looks sick. This Batman's dope. This Batman's swole as hell. So, that's everything I got. That was more of a geek much, if anything. I should just take that one segment right there and just put it to my geek much. You know? It's a geek much slash only NAS. But let me tell you what happened at this convention that grinded my gears. And if you followed me on Twitter, you probably already know the story. We were chilling in the game section. They have this really huge, big game section. They got rows and rows of arcades, but more importantly, they have rows and rows of just tables set up with systems. You get to play games. Me and my fiance and her brother were tired. We just wanted to rest. We sat by one TV screen with a system because another one that had this Tetris game that she wanted to play that she got hooked on, and I got it for her here because it's in the Game Pass. Big ups to Xbox. Was being hogged by some people. So we went and sat at another section, had three chairs, we sat down, and it had Mortal Kombat XL. And her and her brother were playing Mortal Kombat XL. They don't know how to play Mortal Kombat XL. You know, it doesn't matter. We're just there chilling, and the game was just there to, you know, fucking kill time. And there was these people next to us playing some other game, and then there was somebody walking, and he was hovering right over me, and I already know. And I was like, just go away. We're just chilling. I don't want to be bothered. And then he walked over to the next guys, and then he hovered over us again. And my girl and her little brother are playing the game, and they're just throwing punches, just throwing kicks. They're not doing no special moves, no nothing. They're noobs. They're just there. They're just chilling. They're just having a good time. We're just relaxing our feet. And this guy's still hovering. And I already know because I've been in the game. So this guy hustling. He's stoking his targets and he wants to try to get in. But I'm hoping he sees how they're playing. And he's like, yo, whatever. Fuck it. I'm going to just move on. Then they're done. The brother hands me the controller. Like, here, you want to play? And then he's like, hey, can I get in? And then my fiance is like, yeah, sure. And I already knew. I was like, oh, fuck. All right, man. Here we go. And this is how you know. Because first, I was like, all right, man. This guy's probably trying to, like, fucking run it. But maybe he just wants to, you know, chill and fucking play. But the moment we get there, the moment we pick our characters, I think, and the stage started, he went like, oh, wait, I need to change my settings. That right there was the ultimate red flag. If somebody decides to face you in a game and they have to change their settings, they're not a noob. These people know what they're doing and they have a specific way of doing it. They're a pro player, yes. So, he does. He changed his controllers. I'm like, oh, great. I got my girl over me. She's on her phone. The brother's there. And I'm just like, all right, let's go. And I pick Johnny Cage because that's my boy. And I know enough, I guess, of Johnny Cage. I'm not a great player myself, but I know enough. So, we go. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do Johnny Cage shit. This motherfucker goes and starts hitting me with combos. And I'm like, okay. And I immediately call him out. I was like, you're a fucking hustler, man. You couldn't come here and fucking hustle me like this? You saw these people playing bullshit, like noobs and stuff, and you gonna come over here and try to... That's fucked up. And he was like, oh, no, man. You know, I really like Mortal Kombat X, and I saw you guys playing, and, you know, I'm not really that good. I go play against other pros and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he's saying this while he's doing fucking combos and not letting me fucking, you know, breathe. So I'm like, all right, cool. I let him get that fucking shit. I call him out on that stuff. But I'm like, that's fucked up, you know. And I do it in a joking kind of matter, but I'm also doing it in like a you know, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, come on, man. Like if you're really a pro gamer, you won't go fucking looking for somebody just so you could pwn them and then get cocky about it. Like, where the fuck's the honor in that? You know, there's no fucking honor in that fucking shit. It pissed me off. It especially pissed me off because if that controller wasn't handed to me, would you have played either one of them? And then would you have came and fucking pwned them? Especially if you wanted this, if you decided to come and fucking pwn my girl. Like, no, dude. Like, why would you even come here and try to do that? Like, you clearly could see, like, these people can't play. And you want to come pwn them. So the first game, he gets it, right? I'm like, all right, cool. We go to the second game. And I pick this time, I think I pick Kenshin. Kenshin or Kenshi? And we go at it, and this time he has Raiden. I forgot who he picked the first time. But this time he has Raiden. And I'm like, Kenshi. And I'm like, all right, run it in my head. So I go, and I start playing the best I could. You know what I'm saying? Like, I scoped. Like, I'm not a great player, but I'm able to at least adapt to what you got. At first, I didn't know what kind of fighter you were. I didn't know you're going to come in with just combos like crazy. I thought you'd come in with fucking just like moves and whatnot. But this guy clearly was a pro gamer. So I was like, okay, I know a little bit about you. I'm going to try again. So when we went again at it, I gave him more of a bout. Yes, he ended up winning at the end. I think I got a round. But I was able to keep my distance. I knew what kind of combos he was coming. I knew what would trigger, how he would set me up for a combo. I did more blocks. I hit him with more moves. At a point, he was also like, uh-huh. You know, like, he understood, like, oh, shit, this guy is adapting. And, you know, he got the win at the end, but not easily. And then he fucking, you know, went away. But it's just... Why can't motherfuckers just sit down and enjoy their time? Like, you can tell if somebody's there to fucking, like, all right, I'm taking on all challengers. And you could tell people are just chilling and playing. The person next to us on the fucking right was just playing Kingdom Hearts 2, chilling. But since we're there chilling at the Mortal Kombat TV screen, I guess that's an open challenge to fucking Mortal Kombat XL players, which apparently was the better game than the fucking 11 right now, to come and challenge noobs. Fuck out of here, white boy. Go get a girlfriend. It really fucking pissed me off. It really pissed me off. So, if anybody here listening and anybody here in the chat room, if you're a pro player, all right, if you're a fucking fighter in Mortal Kombat, Tekken, King of Fighters, DOA, whatever, don't go against the noobs. Go against the ones that are challenging you. Go against your ranked of fighters. Because that's what happens when you play online, right? When you're playing ranked matches, aren't you playing against people who are of your same rank and skill? Because how are you going to better challenge yourself? See, that's when I wish I was really good at that. Because if he came in there hoping to fuck them up, and then he played me and not thinking that I was good, and then I ended up fucking him up, would have been the fucking best feeling in the world. But the fact that I treated him and then didn't let it go easy for him kind of made me feel good. But anyways, that's what happened. Fuck that guy. And yeah, you know, I got a little notes right here about stuff. So on that Saturday, after that shit happened and we did our old convention stuff, we went on and my girl had to go back. She had to go to work to do something because someone didn't cover. Someone didn't cover something. So I went to her. I went with her to her job in my car and she did her thing. And then we left and we were going to go get sushi because we were both hungry after the long day. And right when she get out, she turns left and there's a car and she's driving up behind it. Okay. She's driving my car. She's driving up behind it. And then this car is in technically the middle in the position that would signal for it to go straight ahead. Okay. So this car's in the middle, signal to go straight ahead. And she goes and pulls up to the side of it. I'm sorry, I'm not in it. She pulls up, like, this is the car right here. This hand right here is the car. And she pulls up to the side of it to turn right. All right? So, we go there. Light turns green. This is us. She turns right, even though that's left on your screen, but it's right for me. And then this fucking car right here decides to turn right too, so it just bump into the front driver's side corner of my car. They drove off though a good distance, like almost half a block, before they stopped and then decided to reverse and come back. And then she gets out the car. My girl ain't no bitch. So she gets out the car and starts going like, what the hell is going on? And I'm just like pissed off. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And I'm not even mad that this happened. I'm mad that it happened. I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at them. But I'm just mad that it happened. And you know what's really mad about this? Like, oh, fuck. Now I got to deal with confrontation. I got to deal with fucking insurance. I got to deal with fixing this. And I'm also mad because the car, when I got it, it was fucking 2019. I never had a car close to being new, and this car was brand spanking new. I mean, it was just a rental car. It had barely any miles, you know. It was like under 30,000 miles, I think. And it was brand fucking new. And within the first year, I already had a car swipe and hit my rearview mirror on the driver's side. And that fucked it up. I was like, fuck. And, you know, at least it was just that. Now, the fucking thing is messed up on the side. You could barely see it. But if you focused, you can tell it's scratched up and a little bit out of position. And this had to happen. And then the guy driving was a kid, fucking young ass kid, tatted up on the fucking side neck and the side of the face. A girl comes out. He's all like, what the hell happened? What are you doing? She's like, why the fuck did you turn right? And he was like, I'm turning right because I was in the right lane. And she's like, no, the fuck you weren't. We were in the right lane. You were in the fucking lane to go forward. It's like, I had my turn signal. Didn't I have my turn signal, babe? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, we're like, no, brother, you didn't have your turn signal at fucking all. That's why we went to the side of you. And what I want to specify is that we went to the side of you. That means if your car was at a distance that a whole fucking ride can pull up next to you to be able to turn, that means something. So he's trying to throw it at us. And I'm just like, I just want to get this over with. Let's get the insurance shit. She's fucking barking with him. He's barking back, trying to be all fucking proper and shit and trying to make his case like they're right and we're wrong. He calls the cops and the cops are all like, yo, if you're fine and everything's cool, just get each other's insurance and shit and go make a police report. Then he calls, I guess, his mom or something. She's like, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. Go to the police station. So then we figure out that the police station is literally like fucking down the block, around the corner, or a couple, like two blocks or something like that. So we go to the police station, we go in there, and I first walk in because my girl got to find parking. They walk in, and then we meet a cop, and he goes like, all right, what happened? And then the guy tells his story, yeah, you know, this, blah, 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 this. And then he asked me, and I'm like, all right, this is what happened. You know, right here, and we turn. Then he pulls out these toy cars, and he's like, all right, so let me see, you're this driver, you're this driver, yeah, yeah. And then you turn, yeah, and then he turned like this, yeah, that's correct. And then they're trying to butt in, it's like, yeah, but this, because they're still trying to make it seem like it's our fault. My girl finally walks in. The cop asked me, like, I told him too, it's like, my fiance is driving, I was in the passenger side, blah, 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 blah. Now, my fiance, she forgot her wallet, so her license wasn't with her, so she was kind of freaked out about it. But she got her brother to send a picture of her license to her phone so she could show the license. And so she comes in, you know, I give him my insurance information, the guy gives him insurance information, we had this whole conversation, and she shows the license, and he takes the phone, looks at the license, like, all right, cool. And I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you got away with that? Like, I didn't know. But she, you know, she said, like, look, as long as you have, like, proof of the license, then it's cool. It worked for her, like, twice, because she got pulled over, like, just yesterday. And she also forgot her license but was able to use the picture of it. I think it's because she's a woman and she's lovely, so that's probably why. But it was funny because after this conversation, that chick with homeboy was like, he wasn't driving, she was driving. And the cop and I were both like, yeah, we know. It's like, yeah, he told me. You know, like, they're trying to see, like, you know, and then we could hear them talking, like, yo, man, what the fuck? You know, I'm trying to say, but they're speaking over me, like, we ain't shit, blah, blah. And then I'm here, and then my fiance is talking. I'm like, shh, no, no. Cállate, you know, I'm saying, shut up. Because the presence of us compared to them was obvious. You know what I'm saying? First of all, the cop already can tell, like, from just the description, the fact that we turned and then they turned in front of us, you already know who the fuck's at fault. The way they were acting, the way we were properly acting and stuff like that, because the truth is, like, look, I didn't care. I was just like, look, I want them to tell their story and I'm going to tell my story and that's it. And then let everything figure itself out, whatever it is. But they were trying too hard and I was just telling the story and just getting it over with. So, yes, they dug their own grave and we were cool and we just went on our way. And then we did end up getting sushi. And my girl felt very fat, very, very bad, but I told her, you know, it's just a little mark. It's just a car. And to tell you the truth, years ago, and you guys know this because I always talk about it. Years ago, I got in a very, very, very serious car accident that I don't even remember the fucking day. And I woke up in the hospital and I'm very, very fucking happy to be alive. So the fact that this is all that happened with this girl is, it's like a blessing, you know? Nothing serious happened. We're all good. It's just minor and everybody's alive. That's all that matters. So, but The motherfucker shouldn't have been driving. What's up, Danny? Sorry, I had to go ahead and say what up, Danny, and anybody else that came in, Jopium and Talon Peters and all that stuff. I was really into my story. but I do be venting. It's just it's bullshit. And this here's also another way you know that we were in the right, because since my fiance was the driver and her name is on there, she's the one that's getting all these phone calls from lawyers, and they all want to take her case because it's a case. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I got in an accident, I was getting hit by all these lawyers who wanted to take on the case because they knew they had something. They knew they could get something out of it. She, if she wanted to pursue, can fucking get something out of this. They're coming at her like, yeah, this and that. They're also trying to come at her like, yo, you know, just say that this happened and you're hurt because of this. And I'm just like, look, if it was something really serious and if it was like a company, like the last time it was a taxi. So I was like, hell yeah, fuck them. You know, they fucked me up. I hate taxi drivers. I hated them before it even happened. But this is just some dumbass kid who made a dumbass decision and needs to grow the fuck up and learn how to drive. And what the fuck are you going to get out of him? Huh? The fuck are you going to get out of him? Nothing. I don't need to ruin this motherfucker's life, but he needs to just, you know, be more careful next time. And we need to be more careful next time, because let's face it, when it comes to driving, it's not you, it's the people around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't worry about how my girl drives. I trust her driving. And when I do worry and she thinks that I'm freaking out because of her driving, I'm like, no, I'm not worried about you. I worry about others around you. So that's why, you know, like, that didn't happen because of her. That happened because someone else. And if you just for like a split second are not paying attention, that's your ass. And I had multiple times when somebody tried to cross me front and I almost hit them. And because I was able to instantly react, I stopped. You know, you got to watch out. I settled out of court for a firm backhand across the lips. Regardless, I don't even know if I should have told the story. I told the story and shit like that. I don't want it to seem like crazy. Because the thing with the police report is that you get the names of both everybody involved. So my name and address, which is not this one though, is on there, and his name and address, which who knows if that's his address, is on there too. You know, I don't like that we both know who the fuck we are and where we live, kind of shit. That's kind of scary. You know, what if this person decides to take a vendetta or decides to look me up and find all my information and shit? But anyways, that's what happened to my car on that day. So that was fucking fantastic. But then, you know, we're all good. Everything's fine. And I went ahead earlier this week. We went and tackled our bedroom and we repainted it. We spent all Tuesday doing this. We repainted it, added wallpaper to the ceiling, and now it looks fucking fantastic. And we rearranged it the way we wanted it to be a long time ago. And it looks great, and we're loving it, and that was a fun task. So big ups to us for remodeling our room, which is good. And since the room is cool, it makes me enjoy being in there, hanging out, and especially watching stuff like the new Chippendale Rescue Ranger movie, which if you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend you see it. Even if you haven't grew up watching Chippendale Rescue Rangers, I don't think you need to, because this thing covers all the tracks about that. This movie was so fucking good. You see Jopium right here in the chat also agreed, and it's good because when I saw the trailer back then, I was 100% behind it. When people were like, what the fuck, and I'm like, no, this movie looks legit, and I was right. But I didn't know it was gonna be that fucking good, and it was just so good. It is like the modern Roger Rabbit for this era, with Roger Rabbit appearing in it. I loved it. It was so good, and I definitely want to watch it again and capture more Easter eggs. But it was something great. You could tell the Lonely Island really had their hand very much behind it. Especially since it has the voice of Andy Samberg and directed by Akiva, who's a member of the Lonely Island. So it was fantastic. And it's funny how everybody's talking about Ugly Sonic in this movie. Someone we wanted to get the fuck out of the original movie and hate it, and now we fucking love Ugly Sonic, and the concept is just fantastic. Go fucking watch this movie. It is great. I don't have to say anything else. It's the bee's knees, man. Release the Ugly Sonic cut. The licensee cameos went really far. Stan from South Park did. I don't know how they did it, but they did it, and it's great. And I loved it. It was really good, man. They had the money to get behind it. And you know what? Somebody hit me in my DMs on Instagram, and apparently they have the money to be just handing out to other people. It's very funny. So it appears it was some chick. And she hit up my DMs, and it was like, if you have $5,000, what would you do with it? And I already knew, okay? I've been in the game for a long, long, long time. So I know scam when I see it. So your boy said, I'll put it into savings. And then apparently they liked my answer. So it's like, well, give me your Cash App or PayPal and I'll give you $5,000. And I was like, okay, challenge accepted. I don't got Cash App, but I got a PayPal. I'm like, well, give me whatever information. I'm like, all right, cool. Here's my PayPal email. And then, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna roll with the dice and take the bet. So then they were like, all right, here it is. Sending it right now. And then they show a picture of my email, whatever, and then their Cash App and the money and blah, blah, blah. And it's like pending. It's like, it's pending. I'm busy fucking doing things. I think we were doing the room. Yeah, it was that Tuesday. We were doing the room. And I'm busy doing that. So, you know, I'm not on the phone like crazy. But I'm curious. It's in the back of my head. It's like, did this $5,000 really go through? Did somebody just like fucking miraculously? It's like, you know what? I like this guy so much. I'm going to give him $5,000. And it's funny because it's not Nigerian prince or shit. Like something like that. You know, there was like some hood, like some really hood, like ghetto fabulous hood Latina bitch. That's what it looked like. So, nothing when I told them, like, they were like, are you there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here, but I didn't get nothing. And then the next day I go on my Instagram, there's another the message, and she's like, because I don't know if it's really a fucking chick or whatever. I mean, the Instagram looks legit, and they own a truck company or something. They're like, oh no, yeah, you didn't go through, you gotta be like this. And then they show me an example of another conversation that person had with someone else and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, you gotta pay the something, something fee of $100 to be able to blah, 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 blah. This bitch. Nah, bro. That's when the conversation ended. That's when the conversation ended. Like, nah, bro. Look, I already knew from the get-go it was BS. But you telling me that in order for you to send me money, I gotta pay a fucking fee of $100 just for it to go through? That don't sound right to me. I'm pretty sure if I had enough money and I was like, all right, man, I'm gonna just quick pay you $5,000. I'm pretty sure the $5,000 would just go right through. So no, they didn't get me. I also heard the Obi-Wan shit is out. I didn't even know the Obi-Wan shit was gonna be out this early. So, goddamn. Well, that's something for me to fucking watch. And I still haven't watched the finale of Moon Knight. So, goddamn. I'm fucking up. But yeah, that's all good. I went down the list of stuff that happened. I talked about my convention time. I talked about my convention goodies I got. I talked about the crash. I talked about the bitch ass hustler and Mortal Kombat. I talked about the fucking the scam and my room. And yeah, so I think I covered everything, and I see we got a lot of people here right now. So let's go ahead and enter the anime chamber, y'all. And thank you for hanging out with me for this onlyness that I really, really need to get behind and do it. So watch your ears, because it's about to get loud. Check me out on Spotify or iTunes at Only Naz Podcast. Follow my TikTok, because I need people so I can stream on that motherfucker and really make that shit pop in. And my TikTok is, yeah, you guessed it, Nastradamus. N-A-Z-T-R-A-D-A-M-I-X. I don't know how to spell my own shit. And you can watch this at fucking YouTube at Naz the Stampede. So with all that said, thank you for listening to Only Naz Podcast. That's it for this time.